Olchek got to it. Olchek busting at center ice, comes over the line, shooting. He scores! Olchek! A shorthanded goal! He just blew right through the defense at center. Coffey couldn't even catch him. Fired it by Fiore on the six side.
For all you young hockey players out there, this is Eddie Olchek. Don't do what Cap's doing right now, but kidding aside, you're listening to Cap and Hawk.
Olchek!
And when you can blow by Paul Coffey, I don't care what year he is in his career, you got wheels. And we got those wheels with us now. A Cap and Hawk. Eddie Olchek joins us. Hi, Edzo.
Hey, Eddie.
Yeah, maybe a big wheel. That's about it.
All right, so yesterday you and I are on the phone.
How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
All right. Good, thanks. Good.
You and I are on the phone.
Yeah.
And these rumors are out there and blah, blah, blah. And called you back. I said, done. And you said that the kid.
Dano?
No, the other kid.
Oh, Anisimov.
Anisimov, yeah. Who just agreed to a 5-year, $22.5 million extension. You said that kid could be a pretty good fit here, and Dano has a chance to be a really good player. So, your quick thumbnail grade of this trade, what do you say?
Oh, I think it's a really good hockey trade on both sides. You know, look, I mean, right now Brandon Todd's the best player in the deal. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But there's much more. There are many more layers to this deal and transaction than just who got the best player. The Blackhawks needed some warm bodies. I think the threat of an offer sheet. The Blackhawks and Stan Bowman being very proactive, Capper. And, you know, I think they've learned from prior years. They've learned from giving out some bad contracts back in 2010. You can't blow by the bridge contract, the second contract of really good players. And you can go back in history and look at what happened. And I think the Blackhawks have learned from that. I think this is a pretty strong message that is being sent that, hey, unless you are Tazen, Kane, or Keith, or Seabrook, we're not going to blow by that second contract because in the salary cap era, it's not going to happen. Look, if this is basketball or baseball, Brandon Saad is here. I don't think there's any doubt about that because, you know, the Blackhawks obviously thought a lot of him, but negotiations weren't going anywhere. Stan made that perfectly clear. And at the end of the day, I think it's a very good hockey trade. When you look at the dynamics both on and off the ice.
I agree with you, Eddie. I think the Hawks did what they had to do. But from a player perspective, and I know that we have talked to you about this before and you've been consistent. You know, obviously, the money, it's a money-driven league. It's a money-driven profession. That's the human nature. But at any point, does regret start to sink in if you're Brandon Saad? Do you start to look at this and take a step back and think, what have I gotten myself into and what did I let my agent do? Would I have been better off taking less for a richer career in different ways that go beyond dollar signs?
Well, I mean, there's a lot there, David. So, I mean, first off, as a player, you pay your agent, you trust your agent to find out what is market value for a player in my situation. Then he tells you. Now, at the end of the day, the player works for you. Brandon Saad, look, any player can tell their agent, whatever you do, you make the best deal with the Blackhawks. I don't want to go anywhere. Now, the agent may tell you, look, you're going to leave $30 million on the table guaranteed if that's what you want to do. And look, nobody's guaranteed tomorrow, let alone the next, hour. I mean, we're all day to day in the big picture. So if he wanted to play that card, he could have certainly done that. I don't think there's any doubt about it. But for me, it is a business. It was a business decision by the Blackhawks. It was a business decision as far as the negotiation or lack thereof with Brandon Saad and his camp. And, you know, Capper, I mean, I heard you talking to Wyshynski there, whatever, maybe 10 days ago, 2 weeks ago, and yep. You know, it came up where, well, maybe Saad should take a discount because, well, I mean, and you made the point. Well, why? Well, why should he take a haircut in the short term? Like, at the end of the day, yeah, he could have taken a bridge contract and maybe gotten 3.5 out of the Hawks. I don't know. But then there's no guarantee. I mean, what happens if he has a bad year? And that, you know, so, look, it's all business. And I think on both sides, I think both sides, got what they wanted. Saad's going to get paid, and the Blackhawks got warm bodies. And you know, I think they're as good as a team now as they were yesterday. At this juncture.
All right, that's quite a statement.
That's quite a statement. Let me ask you a question. Eddie Olczyk's the third overall pick in the draft, and he has big time years. He's 22 right now. I'm not talking about back in the 80s. Right now, and the Hawks say, Eddie, look, we want to keep this thing rolling. We feel like we can help win a cup next year. We'll go 2 years at 3.25 or whatever it is, and then we promise we will take care of you. Or you can go to
hold on, Cap. Hold on. There's no promises there. Please, you can't. There's no promise there.
Okay.
So if I come back and have, so you're telling me. So I'm going to say, hold on. Let me just explain it. So you're saying is that I'm going to turn down $36 million for 6 years somewhere to stay here for 2 years for six. I blow my back out. I blow my knee out. I have 7 goals the next year. The next year I have 11 goals. You're going to go ahead and give me $36 million for the next 6 years? That's not happening.
Well, now the Cleveland Cavaliers, and again, you made the point that basketball is different. They told Kevin Love before the season, we will sign you to a max deal. He tore his labrum. He had, what was the other injury he had?
He had several injuries.
He had several injuries and a torn labrum that required surgery that could delay his start of his season. And they said, we told them we'd give him the max deal. The max deal is on the table. So that's a stand-up organization.
Sure, and the Blackhawks are certainly that.
No question.
I understand that, but there are no guarantees. Cap,
okay, so let me ask you this then. Okay. Eddie Olczyk's and Brandon Saad skates.
Uh-huh.
They say we can go two at 3.25. We would hope to sign you in 2 years, but you have no guarantee on it. What does Eddie Olczyk do?
I mean, knowing what I know now,
yes,
I do exactly what Brandon Saad did.
Okay, and tell me why.
Well, because I know the business of hockey now. No, nobody was sitting there giving me a break 3 or 4 years down the road when I wasn't playing and I wasn't scoring, having been a 30-goal scorer for 5 straight years, and there were only 7 players in the NHL during 87 and 92 that were doing that, and I was one of the 7 players. Nobody was sitting there, come back 2 years after and going, oh, yeah, okay, we'll give you the money and whatever. You know what I mean? So, like, I don't think it's a fair question, Capper, and I don't mind you putting me on the spot. And I think I would certainly do what Brandon Saad did or his agent did and say, how do I turn down if I know I can get that money somewhere else and I'm going to risk? Because you're playing a game of poker. I mean, that is exactly what you are doing. And at the end of the day, the Blackhawks chose to go in a different direction, right? Like, you could look at this from Brandon Saad's skates, literally, and then go, well, if the Blackhawks really wanted to make a deal, could they not move out a couple of more $1 million and keep Brandon Saad around for this contract that they signed Anisimov? There's two ends here. But, Capper, for me, I don't think it's fair, because knowing what I do now and all the years of experience, it's you know, was I jaded after that? Yeah, absolutely. Did I learn it was a business the hard way? Yeah, absolutely. But all players go through that. When you're young like that, you think that the money's going to keep coming in year after year. There is no guarantee. You could get hurt, and then there's not going to be any contract down the road. So, to me, it's all about business. There's two sides. Saad chose one side. The Blackhawks chose the other. Either side could have went another direction. I think you guys would agree with that.
Yes.
Like, if the Blackhawks wanted to, I mean, they could have, you know, they could have shed, you know, some other salary or moved another guy out or, you know, but, and I think the one thing too, I want to make this clear, and I didn't mention this to you last night on your show, Capper, is that there is no guarantee that you can move guys out with existing contracts. There are a lot of teams that have cap issues. There are a lot of teams that have contract problems. So there's no guarantee. If you would have gone ahead and given Saad the Anisimov contract, now you're really in a spot, and now you have no leverage with the other assets that you maybe want to move. That's something that, you know, really hasn't been talked about, is that, yeah, if you go ahead and sign Saad to a big contract or long-term contract, now all of a sudden your leverage with other players being moved out, because teams know you have salary cap issues, like what happened with Nick Leddy last year, teams have you over a barrel. And I said to you yesterday, Capper, is that the Blackhawks decided to be the bus driver instead of somebody else driving their bus and making this deal, and I think it's a great hockey deal for both sides.
Terrific insight, Eddie. The one thing that I wonder is that, okay, Stan Bowman, pretty clear after the cup, before the championship, Brandon Saad is going to be here. We're going to work something out. Yesterday, it appeared that the tone of the negotiations, the number, the size of the demands maybe, I don't want to say appeared to catch him off guard because I don't think he was caught off guard, but he certainly left that impression in the minds of many, and that this may have surprised the Hawks that Brandon Saad wanted as much as he did and wanted to draw a line as hard as he did. So was before the comments from Bowman just posturing? Was that what any general manager has to say under the circumstances? Or were the Hawks really caught off guard by Brandon Saad's demands?
No, I you know, look, I think there was probably a lack of negotiation more than anything else. I mean, they both tried, but it wasn't going anywhere. I mean, they were at an impasse for sure. It wasn't going anywhere. So the Blackhawks, being the bus driver, they dictated the terms and decided to make the move. David, you know this. There's always propaganda, right? There's always the it's not what you say, it's how you say it. And I don't think there's any doubt, as I said earlier. I mean, in a perfect world, without a salary cap, Brandon Saad would be here. There's no doubt in my mind. But that's not the case. And both sides did what they felt that they needed to do for their particular parties. And at the end of the day, we will see. Look, I don't think there's any doubt. As I said, I mean, Brandon's not the best player in the deal right now. He was one of the guys here. I think you guys would agree with me. He was one of the guys. I don't think he was a core guy, but he certainly was within an arm's reach or stick length of being inside that core. Now he's going to Columbus, having two cups and been a big part of it, obviously, in this last one. But now he is one of the guys. Like, he is one of the guys there. And let me just say this. For people that maybe think that, you know, it's Columbus and it's the Blue Jackets or whatever, they are, and Capper, I told you this the other day, so you can verify this. Like, I think right now, even before this trade happened, to me, the Columbus Blue Jackets were the sleeper team of the National Hockey League. They are a team that is on the verge. They are on the come right now. They are a team that has a goaltender. They have a very good defense. They have some really good forwards. They need a game breaker. They need a guy that can finish off some opportunities. And obviously with this trade, they're sending a message to their fan base in a very wide open Eastern Conference, as far as I'm concerned, is that the Columbus Blue Jackets, I think, are a playoff team without question if they can stay healthy. They didn't stay healthy last year. Not that that really means a whole heck of a lot here in Chicago, but for people maybe to think that he's going to a place where he's not going to be in a playoffs, and I would beg to differ. Like, I would say that if you feel lucky and you want to take a stab on somebody to win the Eastern Conference, I have all the confidence in the world to stand here and sit here right now and say, you know what? I don't mind somebody going ahead and putting their money on the nose of the Columbus Blue Jackets, because I think that they have that type of a team, and they've proven over the course of the last couple of years they're on the verge of going somewhere, and Brandon Saad obviously is going to be a big part of that.
Edzo, appreciate the knowledge. As we let you go, one person on Twitter said, please ask Eddie, why didn't Stan Bowman know about Saad's inflexibility earlier? Couldn't more offers have been fielded at the draft?
Okay, hold on a second. For anybody to think, and who was that sent that, Capper?
NFC North Barroom on Twitter.
Okay, NFC North Barroom on Twitter. Make no mistake that there were a handful of teams that were contacted or were in, I don't want to say negotiation because that's probably not the right word, that had contact with both parties, both the agent and player, and with the Blackhawks. Let's make sure that people know, and NFC North knows, is that the Blackhawks talked to more than one team about Brandon Saad. This just wasn't something where all of a sudden, you know, the Blue Jackets called and they made a deal. I mean, this is, you know, this type of stuff is in the works. Now, some teams jump in really late, and it sounds like Columbus was one of those teams that, you know, over the course of the last couple of days just got on the bus. But, you know, for anybody to think that the Blackhawks just, you know, called Columbus and made a deal with one team, that's not the case at all.
Appreciate the knowledge. You're the best.
Good stuff.
Okay, boys, keep up the great work. Thank you.
All right, see you. There he is, the great Eddie Olczyk, who just amazing insight.
I appreciate his honesty.
Yeah.